Chapter 11. Mrs. Montgomery. The doctor told Mrs. Almond all about his meeting with Morris Townsend. She felt that he had been much too hard on the young man. The doctor decided to give Morris the benefit of the doubt and go and talk with his sister, Mrs. Montgomery.
"She will almost certainly tell me that I have done the right thing, but it is possible that she will tell me that I have made the greatest mistake of my life. If she does, I will beg Mr. Townsend's pardon."
"How is Catherine taking it?"
asked Mrs. Almond.
"As she takes everything, quietly, without noisy tears or anything else."
"I am very sorry for Catherine. She will have to choose between her father and her lover."
"I am sorry for her, too, but she'll get over it."
The visit was planned for a few days later. Mrs. Montgomery received the doctor in a small front parlor of her little house on 2nd Avenue. She was a small, fair woman, with bright, clear eyes and an air of unaffected humility. At first, Mrs. Montgomery was a bit unwilling to talk about her brother.
"I can understand that this may be difficult for you,"
said the doctor.
"Please understand my situation. Your brother wishes to marry my daughter, and I wish to find out what sort of a young man he is. That is why I've come to ask you questions. Her happiness depends on whether he is a good man or not."
"Yes, I understand,"
murmured Mrs. Montgomery.
"I must remind you that after my death, Catherine will have $30,000 a year. If she marries a husband, I approve."
"Your daughter will be immensely rich,"
she said softly.
"Precisely. But if Catherine marries without my consent, she will have only the $10,000 that she inherited from her mother. She will not have a penny from me."
"Does Morris know this?"
asked his sister.
"I shall be very happy to inform him,"
the doctor exclaimed. After thinking for some time, she asked,
"What makes you dislike Morris so much?"
"I don't dislike him as a friend or as a companion. He is a charming young fellow. I dislike him only as a son-in-law, whose responsibility would be to protect and take care of my child, who has difficulty taking care of herself. My daughter is weak, and not clever enough or strong enough to solve the problems of life. My impression is that your brother would not be a good son-in-law. I think he is selfish and superficial. Of course, you may contradict me."
Mrs. Montgomery was surprised.
"How did you discover that he is selfish?"
she exclaimed.
"Do you think he hides it well?"
asked the doctor.
"Very well,"
said Mrs. Montgomery. After a brief moment of silence, she said,
"My brother is very handsome."
The doctor looked at her and said,
"You women are all the same. Men like your brother are the types that ruin women. They accept nothing in life but its pleasures, which they receive with the help of the gentle sex. They never do anything for themselves, since others do it for them. Someone else always suffers for them."
The doctor paused a moment and then added,
"You have suffered immensely for your brother."
There were now tears in Mrs. Montgomery's eyes.
"Do you give your brother money?"
asked the doctor.
"Yes, I do,"
replied Mrs. Montgomery.
"I see that I was right. Your brother lives on you, takes your money, and is extremely selfish."
"But he's still my brother,"
she said with a trembling voice, and then burst into tears.
"I'm sorry that I have upset you. It's all for my poor Catherine. You must know her, and you will see."
"I should like to know your daughter,"
she said, and then suddenly,
"Don't let her marry him."
Feeling satisfied, Dr. Sloper left, with these words in his ears.